4. CH5 and 4 OVQ.
4 OVQ, KN4 CHY. Alright, this is kind of lowish power. I'm at 5 watts now, over.
Are you full scale on me? I mean, that's your full. I'm on high power. I'm going to change it to low. But, I'm on low now, over.
Roger that, and you didn't change a bit in between high and low, and high, medium, and low, or whatever the cycle is. You're also full quieting, and this is really what we should be getting out of Paris Mountain, but we're obviously not, because I had to go to high to really clean it up, and it should be just like we're doing here, because pretty similar trip, over.
Yeah, Roger. I'm trying to see how much power I'm putting out. Hold on. I think I'm putting out 45.
Roger, let me see here. Looking at mine, I think this is set. Yeah, I'm dead on 5 or 6 watts or so on this little meter here. So, this is probably all I actually need on this on 610 here. But yeah, I think there's definitely still a problem with Paris Mountain us not being able to hit it like we're hitting this one, over.
Yeah, Roger. So I'm like, hold on. I'm thinking 20 or 25. I'm doing 15. About 12 watts on a 20 watt scale. So if I go to low, I drop down to 5 watts, so that don't make sense about the 12, both, because I know I was doing 45, over.
Roger, I'm not sure what's up with that either, but you are on low now, so, but you say you look like you're getting like 12 out, yeah, that's kind of weird, over.
No, let's see, wait a minute. I'm on 15. I'm between 15 and 20 on low is what I'm showing. If I go to the 20 scale, let's see, I go down, it shows 5. I don't understand that. So if I go up, I don't know. I'm confused about how this thing is reading, over.
Roger, if you're on low power, I would think that 20 scale is right. I would imagine low power is probably about 5 watts. That's why I took this one. It's just got a number 0 to 1 to 50 or whatever it is, and I just took it down to 5 because I was thinking the same thing, that I probably wouldn't take a lot of power to get into it with the big old antenna I got hooked to it, over.
Yeah, Roger, and I'm on low. Maybe my meter ain't calibrated, but I'd have to go back to that when we ain't trying to talk and check each one, but it's something like 5, 25, and 45, something like that, so I really need to go through my meter, but yeah, I hear you fine with no problem, and I'm on low power, as far as me talking,
Roger, and you're full quieting on this end, and getting it 20 over, so you're definitely making that trip, that's for sure, even on low power. obviously, good to know that at least, you know, your antenna and your radio is getting out like it's supposed to, because we're talking on this one just fine, and you're farther from it than I am, too, over.
You know what, and I've said this, and I've been on radio about 35 years and been on 2 meters, but I have to say, this antenna that me and you bought has been the best that I've ever had out of the antennas I've used over.
Roger that. I'm really happy with them, too. I'm so happy with them. I've got a north-facing one and a south-facing one now. Of course, they're hooked to two different radios. I need to get 610 programmed into that other radio, too. And I was just thinking earlier today, I want to program me a scan list for the analog repeaters to where when I'm on DMR, I can catch stuff on the analog, too, if, you know, there ain't much, nothing going on over.
So I don't think, I got both of these TYTs, but I need to get with you when we can get time to, I'd like to go through, not the one with the tattoos on it, but the other one that I bought. I just don't feel like that thing works proper because I put the program in it that you put on my laptop, which I'm thinking was tattoos, but yet it don't put tattoos on there. It gave me braces, but I don't think they always exactly work right. So I'd really like to check both of them out and see what's going on. I just don't feel right about that other, so I don't really use it. It's kind of strange, but that's kind of funny. I'm sitting here, we doing this on 2 meters over.
Roger that, and ain't no other internet involved in this. We both just hitting it straight over the air, so that's a good thing too. We could probably about do a talk around on this frequency too, though. Over.
I mean, but you know what gets me doing this? I forget. I think I still gotta wait for a while before I key up. Over.
Roger that. Kind of wait for a beep and it never happens or something like that. That's for sure. And I really need to get some stuff programmed into this one. I was thinking about buying the software package they sell. It's not for like $40. From DX Engineering, and so I can, program this one on the computer too, so it'd just be easier for me to get things organized in my head and get it into, like, Chirp or something to be able to spit it back into this Yaesu and have everything set up like I want it over.
See, I'll wait till you get everything figured out, and then, I'll worry with them. Once you know what you do, I might have to start paying you or something other. N4OVQ. I ain't even sure how I'm supposed to do this. Oh, we're going DMR over to here. I do got a little bit of. Are you on low power? What power are you on? I was just going to say, I do got a little bit of white noise on you. Have you got any at all on me, and I'm on low?
Just the faintest bit of static in the background. It's not bad at all. That 5 watts is doing pretty good for you. Kind of surprised at how clean it is for just 5 watts. So, Yeah, again, yeah, these outside antennas help a lot. Yeah, I guess I'll drop this one for now and get back on DMR so I can get back in the comfy chair and all over.
Keep him on DMR now. Good mic from here.
Get you over there. K and 4 CHY, I'll be clear 610. Not everybody.